1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. The death toll in Morocco after that massive earthquake is now up to more than 1,300, and a huge search and rescue operation is underway. The government is working to get food, supplies, and medical care to people. The World Health Organization says some 300,000 are affected. Oliver Conway is at the BBC.
The 6.8 magnitude quake hit at around 11 p.m. local time and was relatively shallow, making it more destructive. According to the authorities, more than 1,000 people have been killed. Many villages in the remote area where it struck have been flattened. Residents have been using bare hands to try to find people still trapped under the rubble. Landslides have blocked the main roads, making it difficult for ambulances to get there.
World leaders gathered in India for the G20 summit, including President Biden, are working on a long list of issues, including the Russian war on Ukraine. Spokesman John Kirby at the National Security Council on Mr. Biden's agenda.
Countries throughout Africa, Latin America, and elsewhere that have absolutely felt the impact of Putin's war, food insecurity, energy insecurity, rising prices and inflation. Now, there are other factors that have contributed to that, but there's absolutely no question that the war in Ukraine is a factor. And that's one of the reasons why the president wants to focus so much of his energy today on economic cooperation.
In Pennsylvania, law enforcement officials are saying they will find that convicted killer who escaped from prison 10 days ago. Still, people in the area are keeping watch.
The escape of convicted murderer Danilo Cavalcante is the only thing on the minds of many neighbors around the search area.
The guy's got to be dehydrated. I mean, the only water source is the Brandywine River, and I'm surprised he's not sick by now.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says there were 2 confirmed sightings of the fugitive on Friday, and he's confident Cavalcante will soon be found.
We have been taking a very methodical approach to this whole search.
But despite reassurances from police, neighbor Stacy Crossley is worried.
It's scary because I have 2 kids. I don't think he'll go after any kids, but I don't know. He's crazy.
Hadass Kuznets for CBS News, Kennett Square, Pennsylvania.
Forecasters are keeping an eye on Hurricane Lee, even though it is not expected to make landfall. Kelly Cass at the Weather Channel says it could still cause some damage, though.
Winds between 130, 140 as we go into Monday and Tuesday. By Thursday, it's still just to the east of the Bahama Islands, so it's really slowing down significantly, and therefore, there's a lot of uncertainty in terms of where it goes from there.
The number of missing from those Maui wildfires now stands at 66, more than a month since flames tore through the historic Lahaina area. The death toll is still 115. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Back to school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Summer bonanza means more business in the fall months. Hire right with Indeed. Their integrated solution lets you schedule and conduct video interviews all in one place. Finding your next great hire has never been this easy. Get hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only 1 in 3 Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 56, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, highs level off around 70. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows level off around 53, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 76.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. This is Up North News Radio. Here's Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Thursday, May 4th. And we are live in Oshkosh at Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. A studio that is almost quite ready, but we're here anyway, broadcasting live. So a little bit of an echo in the studio. But Aaron Zommers, Kristen Lyerly, not nearly the echo from the last hour, now that we understand how microphones work in here. I trust Amazing. Aaron, things are sounding better.
Oh, yes, very much so.
and Kristen does as well. We both took care of our technical difficulties during the news break there, Kristen. How are you?
Technology. What are you going to do?
Nothing. You're just, you do trial and error. That's exactly what they do here. But again, lovely to be here in Oshkosh. We've talked a few times with Todd Alba and some of the other talk show hosts that when we get more of these civic media studios constructed, we're going to do a tour. And Lyerly, we're dragging you along with us. We're
yes.
You know, like a couple of days in Oshkosh, a couple of days in Green Bay, a couple of days in Wausau, you know, Wisconsin Rapids. We're just going to, and of course, Chippewa Falls, where I can say we're not on the air yet, but very, very soon. And again, much like some of these other studios, it's going to be in an old, old building that is being remodeled beautifully. And I can't wait to show you where we're at in downtown Chippewa Falls when we sign on in a couple of weeks.
I'm excited about the Oshkosh station because downtown Oshkosh, there are so many beautiful old buildings. I mean, Oshkosh has a really storied history. So how neat that you found this space. And I was down by the Green Bay station the other day. That's really coming along. It's great to see the signage out there. It's really prominent. Very exciting.
It is. It's gorgeous. And as I mentioned last hour, there's a big Oshkosh Air Support sticker in the window, but there's also a little sticker there about this being a Main Street bounce back business. One of
yes.
those programs from Governor Evers where up to 10,000 businesses are getting $10,000 a piece to, but only if they're moving into or remodeling space in an otherwise vacant storefront, which is just what you want. You know, we don't need to send $3 billion to one company, and somebody figured it out. And now the legislature is going to go and cut it. But, you know, at least it got to do some good while Governor Evers was controlling those purse strings.
Yeah, this is an exciting time, I think, as we're watching what's happening with the budget process and seeing what the governor put out there and then what's happening with the legislature. And I mean, the way that they just right away took out 500 things that Wisconsinites care about, but just boom, gone.
Just gone. Yeah. And with saying, well, we don't even want to talk about it anymore. You know, it's just like bullies. Let's see. I wanted to cover a couple of things with you. One is... And the the court case begins today on the 1849 abortion ban. After months of discussion and little movement in the courts, arguments begin in Dane County Circuit Court. We talked to Diane Welsh, attorney, the other day, who is the attorney for the interveners in the case, which include yourself. And so this has to feel like a bit of a landmark day for you.
It really does. It's not going to end here. It's likely not going to end here. This really is just where they address the motion to dismiss from DA Ermansky from Sheboygan County. But, you know, it's great to see some movement. We're all looking forward to some resolution here and an understanding of whether this law truly is enforceable. It's causing such a chilling effect across the state for doctors who are taking care of patients, midwives, nurse practitioners, PAs. I mean, healthcare providers don't know what to do. Patients don't know what kind of care that they can receive. So we really need clarity. And this is the first step toward that.
It truly is. And that really what this comes down to for folks that missed this when we talked to Diane Welsh is that we have been saying that the state is under the 1849 abortion ban. And that's not really technically the case. It's that we don't know where we are. And so providers, unfortunately, are defaulting or deferring to as if there were a ban because they don't want to be the, you know, the guinea pig for a court case. They don't want to be arrested and charged and whatnot. And that's why the attorney general is taking this case to court, which is to say, hey, courts, tell us, are we actually governed by the 1849 ban, or is a 1985 law, is that the one that's in effect, which actually protects abortion rights until viability around 24 weeks or so? And right now there's this legal ambiguity, like you said, that is it's just affecting you, your patients, and it's frankly affecting, you know, the state of healthcare in Wisconsin.
And it's not just a little punishment. This is a punishment that comes with a felony and 6 years in jail potentially. And that will ruin a healthcare provider's record. I mean, patients are safe. To be very, very clear, if you are a patient seeking care, you cannot be penalized. So please go out there and get the care that you need. That's critical. But for those of us who are providing care, a felony charge for actually just doing the right thing and taking care of our patients, that's really daunting. And then if you think about the other effects of criminalizing medical care, putting doctors in jail for taking care of their patients, where does it go next? So this really is a very scary situation. And again, we're really looking forward to some resolution here so that we can start moving forward and taking care of people in Wisconsin.
And it really is telling that the party that once told us they were about individual freedom and local control is interfering in the most intimate ways in an exam room, but also, as we're going to discover after the break and after a weather update, ways that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants state government to interfere with local governments, right down to the level of dictating quotas for traffic tickets. That's what's actually in this new Republican plan for shared revenue. We'll talk about that and a little bit more about Star Wars Day as well. Coming up after this break, this is Up North News Radio for Thursday.
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes, and allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I don't necessarily want the people of Weatherology to take this the wrong way that we're playing the Imperial March here just before the weathercast, but... It's Star Wars Day. It may the 4th be with you. You get that? So it has to go someplace. Kristen, Star Wars fan? Yay or nay?
Not really.
Okay, well, we're going to shut your camera off here, and I'm going to talk to you.
We're lightsaber fans at my house, though.
We're lightsaber fans. Okay, well, we got that going for us. All right. In sports, the Rockies beat the Brewers again 7-1 last night. Eric Lauer pitched into the fifth inning. 4 hits, 4 runs, all unearned. They will play again this afternoon before heading to San Francisco. And you can hear the Brewers right here on this station where I'm sitting, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM. Also news from the center out of Richland Center. And all along the state, you can hear us. You can also follow the Brewers as we cover them on shows, wonderful radio shows like this that not only give you the score, tell you the weather. Jennifer Fuchitsky is here to tell us more about how the forecast is looking. It's here in Oshkosh. It's mild. It's gorgeous. And looking forward to seeing, I know we've got some ups and downs coming into the weekend. Jennifer, good morning, and tell us all about it.
Good morning. Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's kind of mild here for today. Looking at that warm front that's really pushing through the state today, above average for most as the state looks, as the state should be around the low to mid-60s. 70, low 70s in the central and southern parts of the state. A little bit cooler towards the lakefront, though, around the upper 50s for Milwaukee. Low to mid-70s from Richland Center up to the west central parts of Wisconsin. Sunny skies today for nearly everyone except around Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids over to Oshkosh. Looking at cloud cover over there and a slight chance for some areas of rain. Then that chance for rain continues through tonight in those areas. But then a chance for rain across the state for Friday tomorrow. For the most part, highs for tomorrow look to be relatively similar to today for the bottom half of the state. A little bit cooling, a little bit cooler, a little bit more towards Wausau over to Amory and Baldwin as the cold front pushes through. Then it looks like a stationary front actually comes in and sticks around for the weekend with continued chances for showers and thunderstorms all across the board both Saturday and Sunday. Not all day washouts, but on and off again chances for those rain showers in. And but at least looking at temperatures expected to be either at or slightly above those seasonal averages for this time of the year. So it really doesn't look like we'll be seeing too much below average temperatures here for the rest of the work week and even into the weekend.
Sounds great. Jennifer, thank you very much. We'll look forward to talking to you again later on. Have a great day.
You too.
Let's get back to talking with Dr. Lyerly, and Aaron Zommers is with us as well. We were talking a bit ago, Kristen, about the party that used to say they were all about, you know, small government and local control and all that, you know, getting into the exam rooms. It is amazing to read the new bill that they, you know, are saying will beef up the support that state government gives to local governments. It's called, you know, shared revenue. But it has, we already knew some strings were attached, but thanks to AJ Bidepour over at CBS 58 in Milwaukee, give a listen to some of what's in the fine print of this. In one section of the bill, cities and counties could get a 15% in state funding if they fail to meet certain criteria, which includes having local law enforcement agencies maintain the number of arrests they make and the number of tickets they write, essentially putting in quotas.
Yeah, I can tell you that police are not going to like that. I mean, obviously municipalities are not going to like that, but who does that actually serve? I don't understand.
It serves a point that, you know, that they're all about law and order. But if you maintain the same number of arrests, all that does is let them say, oh, crime is still out of hand. You need to keep us in charge, when they're the ones essentially. Imagine being pulled over and somebody else had posted this on social media saying, well, sir, you were only going 1 mile, 1 mile an hour above the limit, but I got to write you a ticket, you know, because I've got a quota to fill. Who wants to put officers in that spot?
Well, nobody wants anything to be like, that's terrible. Oh, that's so frustrating.
Right. And you know, Wauwatosa Mayor Dennis McBride talked about the language again in this CBS 58 report. He said, for a city that allocates 25% of its budget to police, 25% to fire, 25% to public works, if you're forced to maintain police staffing levels no matter what, and you get inflation coming in, that's going to lead to cuts in all these other places. It doesn't solve anything. This is not a serious proposal. This is a political document.
Obi-Wan Kenobi has a good way to talk about it.
So uncivilized.
We could use some more of that rather than what we're getting here. Again, the dictating of, you know, what a doctor has to do or what a local government has to do, and, you know, to just feed the talking points and try to win power on that is simply stunning. Not just look, people are crass and political all the time, but at some point you think you'd actually want to take your power seriously and govern reasonably rather than just bring up screwball stuff like this.
Uncle Pat, how long has it been since the state legislature controlled by Republicans has increased shared revenue that goes to the municipalities?
Oh, God, I don't. That's a great question, Kristen.
I think it's been like 12 years. Yeah. I think it's been stale for 12 years. So the dollars.
Well, a lot of things have been stale for 12 years. Yeah.
So the dollars going to every municipality to fund things like police and fire and EMS have been the same over the last 12 years. I don't know about you, but my expenses have gone up. Inflation has been kind of, you know, impactful. Mm-hmm. And they've had to figure it out. And they've done that because when local officials can make those decisions locally for what local people need, that is the most effective way to govern. That's the whole reason that we elect local officials. So for the state to be saying that you have to do it this way does not serve local people in Wisconsin.
So that's the state and local view on it. Now over on the federal side, you still have the country coming closer and closer to its debt limit. And if Republicans allow the country to default, it's going to lead to an estimated 8 million job losses, an instant recession. You're all going to feel it in your retirement accounts and portfolios. It's going to be a bad thing. And yet they're perfectly willing to play chicken with this. And it got me to wondering, I'm seeing more and more speculation. This gets rather in the weeds, but I'm one of those who does not believe there should even be a debt limit. It's like an imaginary thing that's mm-hmm. made up. And while no president has yet done this, I really think President Biden's going to be the one that, if next week's meeting doesn't go well with congressional Republicans, he's just going to basically ignore the debt ceiling, because the 14th Amendment to the Constitution says the United States shall not default on its debts. So in some ways, I'm like, I don't even know what we're talking about here, you know?
The Constitution.
You know, that they're originalists on. They are originalists on this. They're like, what did the Founding Fathers intend? Well, the Founding Fathers put in here, the government shall not default on its debts, which, look, that doesn't mean there won't be some impact from that as well, mm-hmm. but not nearly the impact of what a default would do. And this game of chicken to get these cuts. Voss is looking for cuts at the local level to everything except police, basically. And congressional Republicans want cuts to, you know, a host of things, to healthcare programs, to veterans programs, to, you know, to the tax credits you'd get from energy, from the forgiveness of student loan debt, all kinds of things that assist Americans would just go away. Because we now have a party that doesn't have a difference in governing. They don't want to govern. They want to just shrink. They're not anti-governing. They're anti-government itself.
And let's remember how we got here with our national debt. This wasn't a Democrat thing, and it wasn't a Republican thing. I mean, really, when you look at the numbers over all of the administrations that have contributed to this debt, it's been pretty even. So this is all of our problem, and it came from all of us.
Though not lately, so much of this is the 2017 massive tax cut for the upper ends of the spectrum, and Republicans aren't talking about rolling back a dime of that. And that's the part that is so insulting, is that that is the thing that has really piled on the debt. And three times during the Trump administration, they didn't blink an eye about raising the debt ceiling. But now with a, you know, a Democrat in the White House, much like when Obama was there, now they want to have this showdown on cutting spending to Americans, but they don't want to give any ground on, you know, tax cuts to the very rich. I mean, they're giving away the game and somehow thinking that if they play chicken long enough, President Biden will save them from themselves and agree to some cuts. I hope he doesn't. I hope he says, sorry, kids, the, you know, people say he's going to invoke the 14th. You don't invoke the 14th. It's just there. It exists. And he just says, nah, I'm not playing along with you kids, you know?
That 2017 tax cut still puzzles me. Like, they knew it. They knew that they were giving the rich this giant tax cut. They knew that they were not balancing the budget, which is something that, I don't know about you, Pat, but I have money coming in, money going out. I have to think about, you know, not spending more than I earn. But they knew that they were doing that. And I remember watching a press conference with Trump, and he said, well, we're just going to grow the economy, when the economy was already chugging along at record numbers. So this was just a total nonsensical political thing that has gotten us into this situation. And who is suffering? Us.
Mm-hmm. And I it's one of my puzzlements about, you know, national media, that they're not called on it more aggressively for either the hypocrisy or for the harm that they're doing. It ranks right up there with, and I'm sorry, Mark Jacob is off this week. Tomorrow, he and I would, our heads would explode talking about how CNN is basically turning over the airwaves to Donald Trump for, what, an hour next week, I think, for some kind of a town hall. Just so, so reckless.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Mark from Prairie du Sac wants to join us and chime in here quick. Mark, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Good morning, guys, and thank you for talking about the 14th Amendment. Again, the Constitution is the Constitution, and that's what it says. Debt shall not be questioned. It amazes me for the cuts that these Republicans want to do, eliminating things from the budget. Like, the one that really got me is, I think it was Dewey Strobel, was yapping about, oh, we can't afford paying for the pre-lunches for the children yet. Correct me if I'm wrong, but these guys, when they get their per diem, we're paying for their lunch.
We do. We pay for their meals, but they won't pay meals for kids.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I mean, that it is just, there's another thing that he yapped about too, is that they'll cut, you know, we can't afford this. We're taking this out of the budget. And how you can run a campaign on taking food out of the mouths of children is just, is beyond me. I mean, these guys brag about it, and I just, you know, that if you, where are their hearts? I mean, that are their hearts made of stone or unmelting glass, like the old Snow Queen?
It does make you wonder. Yep, Mark, I appreciate it so much. Thanks for chiming in, Kristen. We've got hometown health coming up in a few minutes. Set us up. We're talking about financial health.
We are. Isn't that crazy how it just dovetails so nicely into what we're talking about right now? We're going to be joined by Kristen Alfheim from Appleton. She is just incredible, and she's been doing some really important work here in the state. So it's going to be a great conversation. Stick around.
All right. Well, we will do just that. And then when that is all done, on this Star Wars Day, we will talk to Luke, I Am Your Father, Mathers. And which some days it really feels like it. He's the son I never had, or the son that I forgot that I had. We'll be back. Wait, that's little Pat. Never mind. We'll be back. You're up north.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us,
Saturday's season opener, it took a little time for the Badgers to find a rhythm. Eventually, they were able to pull away en route to a 38-17 victory against a determined Buffalo team. While far from perfect, there were moments that brought the home crowd to its feet.
Sends it back to Mordecai. Hand off to Malusi. Off the right side across the 10. Turns it up 15. Malusi to 20. 25, 30. 35, 40. 45 to the 50. Cutting left. Malusi to the 40. Weaving to the 30. Heath to the 20. Malusi to the 10. To the 5. Wisconsin, Chaz Malusi, 89 yards.
Today, business picks up as the Badgers head west for a rematch against a team that last September surprised many in the college football world with a 3-point win in Madison. It's week two and road trip number one. From Giesa Field in Pullman, Washington, the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Washington State Cougars. The Badgers pregame show is underway.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Dane has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a bang. One more time, J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
And run Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record breaking run, Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by TJ Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Bill.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10 to the 10, 10 to the 10.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And we welcome you to Martin Stadium in Pullman, Washington on a gorgeous day in September. Temperatures are not going to be an issue. There is not a cloud in the sky. Game time kickoff here will be 4:45 local time, so it should be a blast in a stadium that seats about 33,000 people. The word from head coach Luke Fickell was sloppy. Sloppy included almost 300 yards rushing from Chez Malusi and Braylon Allen. Sloppy also included the defense holding Buffalo to 2 of 15 on third down conversions. But in a season of firsts, this will be the first road trip and a couple of time zones away, and the coach would like it to be less sloppy. This is one of those weeks where you can test the old adage of team's greatest improvement being between week one and week two. I'm Mike Heller. I welcome in the voice of Badger football and basketball, Matt LePay. And Matt, it was we've talked throughout the week that when Wisconsin left the field, there was, I think, the joy of winning every game is there. But
they were not satisfied. And I know you met with Luke in your radio show earlier this week, and he just wants it to be cleaner.
Yeah, and he knows it's going to have to be starting tonight against Washington State, where the locals here have reason to think this could be their best team in a while. And obviously they're going to be playing with this massive chip, as will Oregon State all year because of all the drama with the Pac-12. But yeah, he reminded himself multiple times that, yeah, you've got to be able to enjoy a win. But he knows, and maybe deep down he's not that surprised, and maybe the way coaches are and just the way they're wired, like, okay, you know, they didn't play great. Let's see how they handle this. But he did like, Mike, how they played better in the second half, particularly defensively, where the missed tackles were much fewer than what was going on in the first half.
They're all wired a little differently, aren't they? Head coaches, you were around, and you referred to it earlier this week. Barry never failed to enjoy a win, but they all measure that differently.
Yeah, it didn't matter if it was Ball State or Ohio State. Now, don't get me wrong, he really liked those Ohio State games, but he tells the story, and he's told it multiple times. They had won a game it was 1997 against Boise State. Now it was before it really became Boise State, yeah. that you know, we have come to know, and the great story that developed there over the course of time. It was a game where Wisconsin escaped. Mike Samuel made a big play to avoid a sack on fourth down and keep a drive alive. And they went on to just squeak by Boise State. And someone asked him after the game if you were embarrassed or something like that. Do you feel like you should apologize? And you can imagine his answer. Well, paraphrase. No. you let yourself enjoy it. And then Sunday morning, bright and early, when you're back at the office, then you start to say, okay, we need to do this better, that better, that better. But I think that's one of Barry's, that was one of his greatest strengths as a coach, is he allowed himself a few hours to enjoy a win.
Matt, one of the conversations that has happened throughout the week was the play at Tanner Mordecai, and I visited with him after the game, and you've been around it. He threw the two picks. Otherwise, I thought the game was pretty good for him. He had a deep touchdown pass that was dropped right on the money, but the two picks, those are, you know, things that he's been around the game a long time. Those are inexcusable.
Yeah, especially the second one.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the first one came a couple of plays after the dropped pass, but the second one is just not seeing the linebacker there when he's trying to complete a pass. It looked like it was to Vinny Anthony, and he knows in that area he needs to be better. But yet, you know, the percentage was good, 24 of 31. I think they were pleased, by and large, with his decision making, and that's knowing, okay, how many are in the box? Let's run off of that, or let's throw off of that, depending on how crowded the tackle box is. So I think they were pleased with that. And a couple of times, there was at least one other time you knew they wanted to have a shot play. It wasn't there. Instead of just chucking it out of bounds, he checked down. So in that regard, it was good. But it's, you know, the two picks, that's the glaring part. But I think by and large, he played pretty well.
We talk about the checkdowns, and checkdowns are pretty good in this offense because typically it'll be Ches Malusi or Braylon Allen. That's a pretty good checkdown to have that guy isolated a little bit on the edge.
Yeah, I mean, for Braylon to get seven catches now, give Buffalo credit, because you've always thought Braylon with the ball in space could do a lot of damage. Buffalo did a good job.
They
did. Seven catches for 25 yards. So, you know, I think as Luke had mentioned, you got to give the other guys a little bit of credit. They were doing a good job of taking away some things, but yeah, you think over the course of time, if, you know, the carry load was modest for both, for Braylon, about where Fickell would like it to be in that 17 carry range. But Ches, you know, 13 totes, the 89-yarder, that, I mean, that was the play of the game. But both of those guys, you know, for obvious reasons, not just to help the team this year, but to help those two guys down the road. You want to be able to prove that you can catch the ball out of the backfield, and I think both can. They proved it last week.
Let me take it to Mike Tressel's side, the defensive side. The biggest challenge, and we'll talk to Matt Chazanow coming up, the play-by-play voice of the Cougars, but the biggest challenge Wisconsin faces against Washington State is multi, because their quarterback is really good, and they play with more tempo than just about anybody we're going to see.
They're about in that 25-second range last week, and they do. It's a form of the air raid, and one of the big differences with this team this season, Mike, is that, you know, we talked about checking down. Cameron Ward, where they have a new offensive coordinator, Ben Arbuckle, who came from Western Kentucky, And they're looking to throw it down the field more with this guy. And he's got a lot of weapons. Lincoln Victor, who we saw in last year's game. He had 11 catches last week. He's a slot receiver. So Jason Maitre, you would think, is going to have quite the challenge. But I think all of these guys, Kyle Williams, Josh Kelly, you know, they have weapons. And it was the former Badger, Nakia Watson, who had one catch in last year's game, but it was the difference in the game, the 31-yard touchdown. So, you know, they can throw it to their backs out of the backfield as well. But I'm really intrigued with Lincoln Victor. He wears number 5, and the Badgers need to be aware where number 5 is throughout the course of this game.
Let's talk a little atmosphere conversation. We didn't stay here for the interest of, doesn't matter to anybody but us, but you fly into Pullman, Washington, and then we stayed in Lewiston, Idaho. But when you drive in, It is all fired up here. This is a significant game for Washington State. I'll visit with Matt Chasnow about that next. But the biggest Power 5 non-conference team for the first time since 1998 in this stadium. Mm-hmm. And the Big Ten absorbs 4 Pac-12 teams. Washington State is one of those left without a home, so a lot of intangibles today.
It's going to be salty in here. Let's just cut to it. I think, as Larry McCarron might say, or maybe he would even put it differently than that, a little more blunt than that. But, yeah, it's going to be the fan base here is really, really good. And they've had some terrific teams, a lot of great quarterbacks, you know, through the years. They think they have a real good one now in Cameron Ward. But, yeah, Illinois in 98, a game Washington State won. And it's pretty hard to believe that a Power 5 non-conference team hasn't made the trip here. It could be a challenge, you know. But, I mean, really? I mean, 25 years? So I think that alone gives them a chip. And then with all the drama with the Pac-12, which is, you know, we could spend 4 hours talking about that. It's a shame. But, yeah, I'm guessing just because of the league that Wisconsin is in representing right now, that alone, I'm guessing they're not going to be greeted with Valentine's here tonight.
Last one for you, and that is talking about a week ago before you started the game when we visited in this segment. I talked about new names. Now, we got to see the new names last week. Of those, which ones begin to shine a little bit and have opportunity to be there every week?
Well, I think tonight, I just mentioned him, Jason Maitre. He's the transfer. Yeah. I mean, he's somebody who, all these guys, they're going to tell you defensive backs, when a team throws it a lot, that means you're going to have a lot of chances to make some plays. So he's one. On the offensive side, you know, we saw Chim Ray with the touchdown catch. Yeah. But I think, a Bryson Green, a C.J. Williams, you know, we know Wisconsin's going to run the ball. But you look for those guys, maybe, and Will Pauling.
Yeah.
You know, Wisconsin's slot receiver is pretty good, too, and Will got involved in last week's game. But I'm really, Mike, intrigued with Wisconsin's secondary. You know, first, can they get some pressure on Ward? But even if they are some, most of the time they're probably not. And is this secondary going to be able to hold up? Ricardo Holman has bounced back after going through that rough stretch last year. We saw Nizer Forkurin play a fair amount in last week's game at the other corner spot. So those are the kind of guys whose names could be mentioned a lot, hopefully for the Badgers' sake in a good way, but they are going to get tested.
Very good. Matt LePay, the voice of the Badgers, he will take over Mark Tauscher about an hour from now, 45 minutes from now. Game will kick at 6:45 Madison time. When we come back, our pregame show continues. We'll visit with the voice of the Cougars, Matt Chasnow. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Oh, Shop the Bin!
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly,
wiggly.
Shop the Bin!
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit membersadvantagecu.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's membersadvantagecu.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Back with you as we get ready for Wisconsin and Washington State. It'll be a 6:45 kick tonight. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. The Badgers and Cougars have played one another three times altogether, all in Madison, including last year's Washington State 17-14 win. We're in Pullman, Washington. It is Martin Stadium, Giza Field, capacity of about 33,000. Many know of the Cougars logo because of ESPN's College Game Day. Washington State flag has appeared at every College Game Day for 288 straight weeks. That dates back to October 18th, 2003, when the flag appeared at a College Game Day in Madison prior to the Badgers game against Purdue. So there's a little history that connects the two in that regard. By the way, Wisconsin lost that game that night against Purdue. We welcome in the voice of the Cougars, Matt Chasnow, who's been out here a little less than a decade. I'm going to ask you the question. I'm going to get this one out of the way because everybody, you haven't been asked this before. Washington State conference affiliation, where are you playing a year from right now?
Conversation just changed greatly in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, fill us in.
If folks have followed the news, there's a lawsuit that's been filed against kind of the current PAC entity. I'm no lawyer, so we'll have to muddle our way through this. Yeah. But the spirit of it is there are now two remaining members of the league entity,
right,
which has a lot of assets that are to be determined, as in money, the network facility. Remember, now the league owned its network. There's a lot to that. There's actually a new facility in I believe, San Ramon, California. They moved it from downtown San Francisco. So all of that, the employees, all this stuff, there's only two school members now.
Yeah.
So team. Schools that are departing are now, they're trying to confirm legally, basically kind of get your fingers out of this pot, because there might be a lot to it. And I think the spirit of it and the goal of it is, for one, you want to do the best for yourself, right? You've been put in this unquestionably difficult position that you didn't want to be in, right? The Cougs are pretty vocal about wanting to keep the pack together. And if not, President Kirk Schultz said he'd talk to the ACC, he'd talk to the Big 12. For various reasons, that didn't work. And those aren't discussions I'm in, so I don't want to project. Yeah. But the spirit of it is look, if the best financial opportunity, I mean, the reality of this is about money, right?
Of course. It has been from the beginning.
From Big Ten to the SEC to whatever league you're in. And so they're trying to figure the financial piece out.
Sure.
You know, and I think once the number is, should the number be high enough, you start to feel okay about your place in the landscape.
Yeah.
And actually, with all that's going on with cable and Spectrum and the blackouts and whatnot, they're going, maybe we shouldn't sign the blood oath till the mid-2030s in a league somewhere.
And directly to the point, there are 9 open dates on the schedule a year from now that would have otherwise been conference games that right now are undetermined. And that is a significance because college football schedules 4, 5, 7, 8 years out. And now 9 open dates a year from
conference realignment elsewhere eases the anxiety there a little bit because other schools also need games because there's been so much shifting.
Correct.
But you are correct. I'm sure. And I know for a fact, actually, that is the current top of the to-do list for some of the folks in the athletic department.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this game here today. Washington State came in and won 17-14 a year ago in Madison. It was a game that Wisconsin kicked themselves for afterwards because of their mistakes. But for Washington State and for Jake Dickert, the head coach who has UW-Stevens Point ties, that was a significant road win. And this year, they believe the team might be even better than a year ago.
Yeah, at this point in time, same time, you know, this year to last year, this team is better. Okay, they don't have Deion Henley, who went to the Chargers. They do have Richardson, who played really well in his debut as a Coug. In Austin, they tried to shift him to D-end, and they were kind of messing around with him a little bit.
Yeah.
He's a linebacker. He was a linebacker, All-American freshman at New Mexico State. Jake Dickert wanted him in the portal, didn't get him, and now does. So they haven't. They're trying to figure out, I don't know if they have a third-round draft pick, but they're filling that hole. This team's a little bit better than it was same time last year. You know, I think the deal with that game against Wisconsin, there's obviously the personal tie for Coach Dickert, but Camp Randall's a famous, notoriously difficult place to play. The Badgers are not good, they're great. It's the top of the Big Ten. There's so much that goes along with that. I know that you guys didn't have the year you wanted last year. Maybe the Cougs were part of it.
Yeah.
But I think that just to be associated with that kind of win meant a lot for Jake and Coach Dickert, I should say, and the Cougs in general, who are thirsting for national validation with all that's going on.
Yeah, and you couldn't, I would think that Jake's staff can't look back at last year's game because everything's different. So tell me what you think of in today's matchup because it is not last year's matchup.
Yeah, there's a huge difference with the way Coach Longo's running the air raid or his version of the air raid, or ground raid, whatever you guys want to call it, right? I mean, the backfield's back. So when you look at two NFL backs and you think about Wisconsin Badger football, I think about the best running games, right? For me, it's Wisconsin and it's Alabama. Those are the two best running teams, and maybe it's just Wisconsin. Like, that's how good you guys are, and that's the way that it's being considered. So the difference is when you do that spread, the Cougs know how dangerous it can be because it's what they do.
Yeah.
Right? And I think 7 catches last week for Braylon Allen out of the backfield, which is different for you guys. That's the first stat I saw, and I said, I know that. I know exactly. I've been here for about 10 years and seen that for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's hard to stop.
I've visited a bunch of times with Phil Longo, and Phil's mentor is Mike Leach. Never worked with him, but studied with him. Never worked on the same staff with him. Mike Leach obviously helped put Washington State football on the map. He will be honored today. That connection and his ties to this university run deep.
Yeah, he means a lot to a lot of people here. I miss Coach when he's brought up. I get sad because I miss him. I loved him. We were close. He was great. It's a personal discussion as much as it is. People here don't really talk about the passing yards and the wins.
Right.
They talk about how he was generous with his time. He made an impact on a lot of people. He was in his own way, he was misinterpreted a lot by folks who didn't know him. And he was kind and curious and funny. And it was all very sudden. And a lot of people miss him. And that'll mean a lot to a lot of folks here today when they do honor him. And from a football standpoint, with Coach Longo, what's interesting, not just Coach Longo, but many others, were inspired by his X's and O's, and rightfully so. He really figured something out. He kind of cracked the code.
Then we talk about this, and what will this environment be like today, to the best of your ability to fast forward a couple hours to see what this will look like? There's not been a Power 5 visiting team in here non-conference since 1998. What does today mean?
It's going to be really loud. I mean, really loud. And I was eavesdropping a bit on you and Matt before. He mentioned how the fan base is a little spicy. That's an understatement, too.
Yeah.
People are excited for the fight that's coming in court.
Yeah.
And that's indicative of the spirit of what this fan base is feeling. They know they're on ABC. They know the context of what's going on. This bowl, it's 33,000 with standing room only. If you actually were to, you know, paint the picture a little bit in a way that may be digestible, it's actually a bowl for 50. So
yeah.
it's kind of Autzen Stadium, but they cut off the left end zone, and then there's a scoreboard in the right end zone.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds a little bigger than 50 when it's really going.
Yeah.
It's one of the louder stadiums in the West. It's one of the louder stadiums in the Pac. They're really proud about that. Part of it is the acoustics of that building.
Sure.
It echoes the sound back in, and it keeps it in. It was built when I got here, so I didn't know what it was like without it.
Yeah.
They said with it, it is really, really loud. Like, before it was built, the loudest it got here was the Jason Gesser 01, that Rose Bowl team, right?
Sure.
It's kind of back to that once it's popping. There's a famous, the game day game here in 2018, Justin Herbert, they couldn't get the snap off. They had a false start, they had a fumbled snap. You'll feel that vibe, I think.
And then I'll leave you with this. What are you most intrigued to see as this game kicks and develops its own personality? What are you looking for?
The Cougar offensive line has been the heart of this thing. When they have been good, it has been one of the great underrated units in the country. They have pumped out a lot of pro offensive linemen here. That's a Mike Leach thing. More than quarterbacks and wide receivers, he had great pockets, and he would carry a ton of offensive linemen on scholarship and find the five best. They're getting back to that, and I'm curious to see how the pocket is. It was dirty last year, constantly dirty. They had way too many sacks allowed for Cam Ward. There's a clean pocket, and there's time. It's a really good sign for Washington State.
Very good. Hey, Matt Chazanow, good to visit with you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
It is Wisconsin and Washington State when we get a kickoff tonight at 6:45. Let's take this time to pause for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Wisconsin football.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
And still to come, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. But coming up next, our Minute with Mac, we'll hear from the athletics director, Chris McIntosh. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Shop the bin! Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time now for our Minutes with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Our weekly chat with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. One game down, now the rhythm of the season. Tell us what stood out to you. I wouldn't take a wild guess, the running game, but I'll throw it out there. What stood out to you in game one against Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the running game was healthy of, almost over 500 yards total offense. That was awesome. I think, the thing that stood out the most as I watched the game was, I just love the competitive spirit in our team. And, it's easy, especially in a season opener, to overlook any opponent. And, the reality is Buffalo brought everything to us and was really impressed with how they looked and how they fought really to the very end. But, when we came.